from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If Klay Thompson walks and they wave Chris Paul, they get under all the aprons, first apron, second apron, and they'll have $30 million. They'll be $30 million below the tax, so they can use 12.9 mid-level exception, and then I'll have the $4.7 million exception to get a player here. So
you can get two really solid players.
You could get possibly two solid players if you let those guys walk. And it's an avenue for the young players to play. And Kuminga, Moody, Pods, and TJD, of course. You got Looney back. Now, that's a contract you may be able to move if you don't want Looney, but he's back at $8 million.
What about GP2?
And you could move that as well, $9 million.
I have a hard time thinking that they just, and I get his point of view, because he's looking at it from a like flexibility standpoint, yeah, which I totally understand.
Just makes you more flexible.
Absolutely. I totally see that. I have a hard time thinking that they stand pat with Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, I don't see that happening, but you got to make sure you get some. Boy, you get a stretch three for him. A guy who could hit the three.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Lauri Markkanen is not that bad.
Yeah, but you just heard what he said, though. Yeah. Markkanen is extension eligible.
I know.
And Utah's probably going to try to build around him.
Well, so that's the thought. That's why you got to sweeten the deal.
So I, if you do try to go after Lauri Markkanen, you're probably parting ways with Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Danny Ainge ain't playing that.
Well, yeah, but if I go get Markkanen, I'm giving you at least one or two first-round draft picks. I would surrender way faster than I would surrender.
He's probably going to want like four lottery picks. Well, you're doing that for Lauri Markkanen?
I don't know about four. I mean, yeah. Seven was Paul George. He was all NBA.
Danny Ainge is a stickler. We know from his days at Boston.
We'll see.
He's going to want top dollar. Now, Lauri Markkanen sounds good, but then now you're playing him at the five.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Monte, I've established that I don't think they, again, I don't think I like TJD starting at the five long term and playing 30 minutes a game alongside Draymond Green. So, like, I think they need a shooter. They absolutely need another shooter, and they're going to need to inject some shooting in there. If anything, just to, like, free up the lane for Jonathan Kuminga. Otherwise, it's going to be a packed paint for Jonathan Kuminga if that's what they want to do.
So, I don't know about playing Markkanen and Draymond together. I don't know how that worked. Lauri Markkanen sounds good. He could play. I'm not saying he's a scrub. He's not a scrub. I just know Danny Ainge, from what we know about Danny Ainge and how he loves to hoard picks.
Oh, yeah.
Are you willing to mortgage all these picks? I'm sure some fans is like, yeah, do it. You got to do it now. You got to maximize Steph Curry's window. Got to do it now, 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 now. Now, what would they want? They're probably going to want Jonathan Kuminga. If I'm Utah, I would want Jonathan Kuminga. I know I can't get free agents. I know I can't sign free agents on the open market. My only avenue to the courting a good basketball team is by drafting and developing and extending them within my team. And then there's a shelf life. And then at some point, you're going to have to move on, like Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert. You're going to have to trade those guys. I have a hard time seeing them try to make a move with Lauri Markkanen without asking for Jonathan Kuminga. And now you have Wiggins, Draymond, Curry, and Lauri Markkanen to start as your foursome. And maybe
The money's got to match up.
The money's got to match up and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now you're giving up more stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't think you need GP2 anymore. I mean, that's one thing that, like, if you're not going to be some team that absolutely has to have a lockdown perimeter defender to offset both Clay and Steph Curry's deficiencies, like, to me, he's a redundant part, or a part that I would rather see what Moody has than try to salvage whatever you've got with GP2.
At some point, you're going to need GP2 to defend. He's still one of your best defenders. The problem with GP2 is he's been hurt a lot.
I mean,
and I get it. He's got to hit the open three when it's presented to him.
Look, I'm swinging on Markkanen.
But GP2, you got to realize, we're talking about point of attack defense, guarding on the ball, shutting down the ball. Well, that's a guy who can still pick up 94 feet. I know GP2 left a sour taste in a lot of fans' mouths, and he doesn't play a lot because he gets hurt. And that's the problem with GP2. So then you ask yourself, would Danny Ainge want to take on GP2 as well?
Well, Gobert got traded for four first-round draft picks, and he was, you know, two-time defensive player of the year, right? And so I don't think it costs you four first-round draft picks.
But also, Rudy Gobert was also a flawed player. A lot of people are like Rudy Gobert, because not only gave up four first-round picks, you had to give up, you had to take on that money.
So a
team had to be willing to take on that money with Rudy Gobert.
Which is what you'd be doing with Markkanen, right?
Markkanen, he has it. You would have to extend him.
Well, that's gonna be taking on money. Yeah, right. That's baked into the equation.
You got to extend him. And I don't know if you're going to extend him to the point of a Rudy Gobert, where he's making, 43, $44, $45 million a year? I'm just looking at it from the other side.
I'm getting a little frustrated because I suggest seven or eight. And I want to know, like, Who are they trading for?
What are you frustrated about?
Because I feel like anyone that we bring up, we're talking about the flaws.
We're just having realistic basketball conversations. No, we all agree they have to swing on something.
But what is the player you're looking for?
No. I'm just saying, I don't think you could get Andrew Wiggins. You could get Lauri Markkanen for Andrew Wiggins.
Okay, but
and I don't even know if I want to trade Andrew Wiggins. That's what you were playing the game, right?
Yeah, I know. Frustrated. Wouldn't you agree that you have to give to get, and there's going to have to be a risk on either end of it? When they traded for D'Lo, he was not a coveted player. And then when you traded D'Lo for Andrew Wiggins, it was two teams trading guys that had clear flaws for each other, and you're throwing different stuff back and forth. That's how these trades happen.
I don't get why you're getting frustrated. We know you have to give something. We know that. And that's why I suggested that you have to give up maybe Jonathan Kuminga to go get him.
And what I'm saying is that I'm not giving him up. And I would swing for Markkanen. And I do think that Andrew Wiggins is going to be a part of that to get the money right. And so, like, again, if I have to surrender future draft picks, so be it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
But I don't think it costs four. Like, we have to do a cost analysis. If Gobert is costing four and he's a two-time defensive player of the year.
Let's get somebody on from Utah. Call Tony Jones. We'll call Tony Jones and get him on tomorrow. What is Utah going to do with Lauri Markkanen? So we could nip that in the bud. Because I don't get why you're getting frustrated. We're just having a conversation.
Well, I mean, I feel like every single suggestion over the months, it's like we poke holes in it. And I'm looking for solutions. This is what we've asked the fans, are solutions. And so if you're going to trade for someone, you have to swing and make a move. You have to do something, you know? And the way I'm viewing this, standing pat, it's like he said, what Bobby Marks said, allowing CP3 to go, allowing Klay Thompson to go, and rolling back with Andrew Wiggins, I think that would... Wow, I think that'd be very deflating.
I don't think anybody wants to run it back. Number one, I don't think anybody's talked about running it back. Now, we've gotten some calls who want to run it back. I personally, I don't know what's coming out of my mouth for the last 6 months, but I don't want to run it back. I don't want to run it back. I'm going to make myself clear one more time. I don't want to run it back. And I'll make myself clear on another thing. I'm okay with Klay Thompson walking. I'm okay with that. I think he's still a great shooter. He's going to have value around this league, and somebody's going to come up on a player who's shooting the ball very, very well. There's also a possibility that Klay comes back because the market may dictate him for him to come back. That and then how are the fans going to feel? It certainly feels like the fans aren't going to like that, right? They're not going to like that.
It depends on what the number is and how it works itself out. Like, and then what are the other moves you make? Like, in that hypothetical, Klay comes back. You can't come back with Klay and Wiggins and Draymond.
That's what I'm saying.
Something's got to change a little. And I don't think that just allowing CP3 to go and allowing Klay Thompson to go, I don't think that satisfies anyone.
And then I haven't even gotten to the conversation of how does Lord, because I throw this out you and you get frustrated. I said, okay, you're in the Western Conference, and you get Lauri Markkanen, who's a nice player, who's going to stretch the floor.
You're better offensively.
Instantly,
yes. And I think that they need to just lean into one side of the ball and just figure it out. Either you're going to be an elite defensive team or an elite offensive team, and just hang your hat on something.
You're better offensively, but are you better in the win-loss column? Because, again, when I say Lauri Markkanen, and I say, okay, that's fine. It all sounds good. Spadoni and I were having this conversation. This is early in the season. Early. They had played the Lakers like twice in a week. I watched them play up in Portland. And I remember I said, man, Lauri Markkanen gets a lot of hype. And I don't know.
Well, of course he does. Spadoni was just like, he's an offensive player.
He's offensive.
He plays on a crummy team and gets the freedom of shooting anything he wants.
He played with So I'm looking at him. And I'm looking at the Western Conference. And I'm saying to myself, damn, how effective will he be against, again, these are the bigs in the West.
That beggars can't be choosers.
Okay.
So when you're making these deals, you have one guy who literally
is not reliable for you. This is where we're differing. I'm not just going to make a trade just to make a trade.
Well, I think the Wiggins situation is so bad it harpooned two full seasons. I think it's so bad they have to.
I'm not going to just make a trade just to make a trade and just say, hey, let's make a trade and make a lateral move and be left with the same squad, basically, and have the same results. If I'm going to make a move, I need to get better. How do I get better?
Did you know that they were getting better? Because I think there was a lot.
Andrew Wiggins?
But I think a lot of people disagreed. Well, yeah, when they traded for Andrew Wiggins, hear me out.
Go get the sound, because I'm with Wiggins and Andretto.
But did anyone else agree with you?
I don't care if anybody agreed with me. I don't care about
that stuff.
I'm right or wrong, I don't give a damn.
But you know perception what I'm saying? Is reality.
I have my opinions, you have your opinions, fans have their opinions. When Wiggins got traded here,
but that's
I was
the
like,
same
boy,
scenario that's playing out now. Some people will think it's an upgrade, and others will say it's not an upgrade. They have to do something. They have to swing.
The reason why that fit worked was because he was a three, a small forward that we're missing. I don't necessarily know if they need another
stretch
five.
They need a shooting big alongside Draymond. It's clear.
Then you're starting that backcourt, and I'm saying that's going to be problematic here because now you're asking Draymond to play the five again.
Of course, but
now
you're asking him to play the five with a bad back.
Now you're asking him to play five with a bad back. And you obviously he couldn't even last with that one.
I mean, look, Draymond's going to miss games because Draymond misses games. You can't protect him over every single thing. They have TJD. We all think he's probably best suited as a backup. That's the job of the coach is to manipulate the lineups and figure out a way to make it work. And they're going to be flawed somewhere.
Can you get Bobby Marks and what he just said? I just asked him about Lauri Markkanen. Can you replay that answer, please, on what he just said about Lauri Markkanen? Because I don't even know how we got into Lauri Markkanen, what he just said. He ain't going nowhere.
Well, he didn't know.
But he doesn't know. So, you know, I mean, shirt. Let's go with Bic's move.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.